וידבר השם אל מוישה בהר סיני. דבר בני ישראל ואמרת עליהם, כי סבויו אל הארץ, כי סבויו, all of you, אל הארץ אשר אני נושא לכם, ושובסו הארץ שבוס להשם. כי סבויו, שיש שונים תזרה שדך, שיש שונים תזמר כרמך, ובשבון השביס, סוד חולי סיזרה, קרמ חולי סיזמוי. Everything בלושן יוחד. שיש שונים תזרה, שיש שונים תזמוי, ובשביס, חולי סיזרה, קרמ חולי סיזמוי, ספיח קצירי חולי סיקסוי. And then the pasuk finishes, "Vahoyso Shabbos Haoretz lochem leochlo." So I'm not asking the question why it says Beloshen Yochid. A lot of times in the Torah, sometimes it's Beloshen Yochid, sometimes Beloshen Rabbi. Over here it's Mineva Bay. So it's Beloshen Yochid, and it finishes Beloshen Rabbi. So I heard from Rebbe Tzin Yaffe, she said in Givaldik Pshat. See later, there's a chazanish at the end of the parasha says the opposite, the same idea. He says, Hashem tells you a lot of times, you have to keep the mitzvah, atzo yochid. Don't ask a question about vos v'zayim midarabi. Don't ask a question, vos v'zayim midarabi. Especially in Shemitah. Why? Hashem tells you not to eat chazan. So I'm not eating chazer, you know. So Yankel is eating, but Bini is not eating. But here the mitzvah sounds, we need that the land will rest. As all my neighbors are working anyway, what is the point? What is the point? The guy says, you know, I will not have a nat kosher reform. I never give in, everyone has. There's no point, okay? I anyway don't look. What is the inya that I will do? I will keep the frum guide. I will keep. Anyway, no one is doing. No one is. The ganze zache is a batole. The Teretz is Hashem gives bishvili nivra oilo. Lo yitzeh would be only one yid in the world. You would have to do it. A yid has to think, I'm in the world. Hashem gave me the Torah. I'm keeping the Torah. This is the way. This is the tzura. The Torah was given by Yechidus. How the Torah is madgish that it's like that, the Torah right away finishes. In the end, v'nos nolochem. Don't think I'm speaking b'loshen yochid, because sometimes Klal Yisrael are speaking b'loshen yochid. Shmita is a brocha for the tzibur. Adarabba is a man da omar and the gemore, ein shmita v'yevel ne'egez elu b'sman shehoi v'yisrael alad moso. But the tzibur is the yochid. That is be'etzim the key of Atzlocha is to measure every time the tzura of the yochid. Le'umas then, and the hemshech of the parsha, I will get it, it says, K'yomu chochicho u'mochar ma'achuzose. U'bo agoel ha'kor evelo. What is K'yomu chochicho? Then, v'chiyomu chochicho, so you could tell me in the beginning, okay, it's geulas koivim. But then it's mamshich, v'chiyomu chochicho umoto yodei v'chzakta boi, kim tzdoke. That is not negia to my brother. That is negia to everyone. Why the Torah calls him brother? So the Chazanish said, a lot of times, people, one of your cousins is not doing well. Yeah, it's a big family. Why me? What is my job? The Torah is teaching us ki yomu chochicho. Every person has to feel. Every person has to feel. Chochicho. It's a yochid. It's mine. So fakel. If the pasuk would write it below Shin Rabbi, so Alamo, when you mechanach the kids in the house, a lot of times people ask in the meal to pass a bottle of drink, and no one gives them. to pass the bottle of drink. So you tell them, say, Yaakov, you could pass me a bottle, he will give you. Someone could pass me, someone could take down the garbage, no one goes. Why? That is a mitzvah. When a person hears a tzivui b'loshen rabim, he right away says, there's a lot of people there to help. There's a lot of people there to help. I tell you, please, Yankov, you can help me. The guy feels that we're talking to him. That is the mitzvah. That is, I'm saying, it's dumb. It's a lot of times people don't understand why their kids are not listening. They every time ask, who could do, who could take, who could do. No one does. As specific. Please, you could pass me. So, bats, and these are the two things also. So, a person has to feel it's your job. When a person feels it's your job, then you help. So we're speaking on that chelik. I saw the Dan Givaldik in Maisa from Reb Zusha. That he was living by someone. The Tzanzer Rebbe had a klal. He would give tzedakah without a cheshbon. He would give all his money. One second, we'll speak about the bitochim. It's fantastic. You know, check if the guy is an oni, if the guy is not an oni. If not. Yes, oni, not oni. Check. So he said, as a ma'isam Reb Zusha, he was very poor. There was a building near him, lived a very, but about the shigit. And his wife felt, she told him, listen, I think we have to help this person. So he helped him. And from that time, the guy really had a tzlocha. So after a couple of years, the wife told him, listen, I think that tzlocha is from Reb Zusha. I think better we'll get him a room in our house. Well, Mamish Mephalas, and we'll do triple. He called him and said, see, you're such a chashiri, if you mind to move into our house. Into his house. He's doing triple and double and more. One day, a yid came over. And he heard noise from the back of the house. He said, what is it? He said, I have by me Zusha Batlin, and I support him. And you know, from the time I came, I have a chashiri atzlocha. The guy called him, you're supporting Zusha Batlin? I have a better idea for you. I will send you a huge talmid chacham. You make triple shuba, triple shuba, triple. You can zusha batle. I was sending the god lador. You support. They have to do sachov zvulun with in geman. I'll send you. It's going to be your sachov zvul. So he went over to zusha. He said, "Listen, I think you know it was very nice. No, but no, now I'm going to get some more chacham." Zusha left. With the years, zusha became very famous. This person told us he lost all his money. So he said, I'm going to ask Reb Zusha, you know, for sure he sent him away. Nice, he helped him for a lot of years. But he asked Reb Zusha, you know, come back, you know, right, he's very famous. They were nice, I called him, 10 years I supported him. So he came back to Reb Zusha. He said, you know, I feel very bad, you know, I did a mistake, but I'm asking you to come back. You might say, you know, my parnosa. Zusha said, well, not help it, I'll come back. So the reason Hashem gave you that tzlocha when you supported me, is you supported a person without a cheshbon. So Hashem said, you know, without a cheshbon, we could give him. And the minute you said, Chaval, we will give it to the right people, Hashem said, we will also give it to the right people. Now when you're calling me back, you didn't do tshuva. You decided I'm the right person. So you didn't change it. It didn't even change. A person has to know. And this is the klal. This is the klal. If you would look at everyone that he's a ochicho, it's one of the famous stories that I say over every time. I say it when I speak about midas. I remember it was when I was younger, it was a story that was four boys driving a car in Shabbos. It was maybe kids off the derech, not from, and they were in a gas station and they asked for a phone from someone. That day, the cell phone was like something that only better people had. And they took the phone, and they drove away with the phone. So the guy in the gas station, you know, hold on to the car. it drove quicker, he flew off, was hurt for a couple of days, and he died. Radio, it's assault, person for a phone, killing a guy, it's a whole. So they interviewed the mother of the driver. What you say about your son killing someone for a phone? Before I'm answering her answer, think a second what she answered. So she said, I feel terrible, I'm really sorry for the mother that lost the kid. Everything I could do, but I want to tell you, my son was is an amazing boy. He can't even kill a fly. He was sitting in the car, and his friends took the phone, and they told him, "Michael, drive." He couldn't. They told him, "Michael, are you scared? You drive." So he drove. The guy jumped on the car. He didn't know what to do. You know, it was the pressure of a teenager. Four kids are telling, "What are you, a baby? You're scared, what are you, a baby? Drive." Started to drive, and he was davening that the guy will leave go. They tell him, "Baby, quicker, quicker." You know the pressure of a teenager that doesn't know how to say no? This is what happened to my son. Because it was the mother, she knew how to represent him in the right way. Doesn't make him right. He's wrong, he's a ritzach, he's in jail. But it's a different perspective. When someone doesn't have money and he needs you, the shaila, if you look at him like chay ochicho imoch, or you don't look at him like chay ochicho imoch. That is the question. That is the question. It's a chay ochicho imoch or it's not a chay ochicho imoch? I want to tell you, it's an interesting thing. People in the world give tzedakah to everyone and not to their family. This mason, that mason. It's a kind of, I know I called, someone told me, he's helping the yeshiva in America. He told me, this guy is very close to you. We called him to ask for money for the yeshiva. He said, listen, what can I do? I said, please call. I don't want to call because I don't want to put people under pressure. No, they want to give, yes, if not, not. He said, no, he's waiting for a phone call. He said, I'll call. I said, yeah, thank you for calling. I was waiting for your phone call. For sure, I want to help. But, you know, I want to tell you that I have a lot of things on my plate. I said, I didn't know that you had more of it. I didn't know. I said, very interesting. I said, if you will tell me that you have a lot of things that you have to support your shul where you're diving, you have to give tuition to your kids' school. You have brothers that don't have, Baruch Hashem, the whole family is multi, yeah? So what is what? You like to sit in the house, and everyone that knocks on the door to write a nice check. You're allowed to. No, it's your money. It's not called I have things on my plate. Not because I have things on my plate. Why? It's easier for me, nicer for me, to sit there and to write every night 20 checks. For my Rebbe, I can write one check, he doesn't have to collect no money bichlal. And he could do it. It's a teva of a person. It's a guy that when your days in yeshiva, all the tzoros in the world he had, he had here like that, I don't remember. And then oh, he made a lot of money. I met him in America. I'm very close to him. And every Yiddish, you know, I said, everything all my life. And he spoke about yeshiva. I said, well, you know, when I check, maybe $7,000 to $8,000. He said, well, must get more. 2 days ago, he was calling me the whole week. At the time, I got focused. He called me desperate. You know, he's in matzah because he invested in someone else. It's about to lose $56 million, and chayvus and that. And just, again, panicking like the old days. So after a couple hours, again, relaxed, and, you know, everything goes back, you know, so it's fine, everything. And we speak every day to put it back to himself. And I'm happy to do it. My shaykhus was never shaykhus to money or not. It's a weakness. It's a weakness. But a person has to support his brother more than to support someone else. towards his Rebbe to help, it's easy for him to come. Why? What is the lomdus? The lomdus is, if I give money to Moister Zusha, I'm saying, I'm giving, yeah? I feel that I gave. I'm in my neighborhood, I'm the, when I give my Rebbe, when I give my brother, I feel like, and maybe he will not even say thank you for me. So the Torah went of the mitzvah tzedakah and said, "Kiyomu chochich." I'm saying this book is the opposite from the first one. Not even your brother. The Torah is calling everyone a chicho, because the more that he's a chicho, we need to tell you to give. You will think, what is the question? The question is, Be'etzer, tzedakah, don't write a chicho, because people will start just to give to their family. That is the kasha. So the first answer is, you have to look at everyone like he's a family. That is the first misach. But the real deeper is, I'm telling you, Ra'isi Be'enai. God, he comes to Eretz Yisrael, he brings with him like 20 Nebuch people for like whatever. His brother in Lakewood that doesn't have what to eat, it's a good that he will stay there. Someone has to keep Lakewood. Why not? Why not? If both of you would not have money, you and your brother, and he would need something, you would spend 24 hours to help him. Like every brother helps the other brother. So it's a meshul de kazach. You see it also in the Gemara, in the end of Markus Dav Chof Daled, that one of the Me'emido Malachadisre is Mekarev is Kroivov. Why? Mekarev is Kroivov? This is simple. Mekarev is Arechoyki. Torah says it's so hard. And if a person, before he becomes big, he doesn't decide that this is what he's doing. Dear, I'm telling you, it's a pele, it's mamish a pele. I know it, I'm not saying for myself, I'm saying maybe I'm getting to know it, but I'm saying, I know so many people, they speak to me of all their stalkers, and you don't see their family, and you think the family is amazing. He writes checks to every Achmasa scholar. But his father can't marry off his kids. His brothers can't marry off his kids. This is the biggest Achmasa scholar, no? Okay. Pasuk is Mamshik. Misafarta lecho sheva shabsei shonim shmita. Zog the Pasuk. Chisoymar manoichal bashono ha-shviz hei loy nizra veloy neesrif es tvu aseinu v'civisi es birchosi lochem bashono ha-shishiz v'oso et ha-tvu ha-lesholish ha-shono. So the famous Orachayim HaKodesh Abel Elopian speaks it out ba-archovo. Chisoymru manoichal bashono ha-shviz hei loy nizra veloy neesrif es tvu aseinu. If you will say what we will eat, Helenizra v'leinesef is tvo osayim. V'tzivisi es b'chos t'lochem b'shona ha-shishis v'osa es ha-tvo l'shona ish-ashon. For Yidra Chaim HaKodesh, it's mashma in the Pasuk, only because v'chisoyim hu manoichal b'shona ha-shviz, then v'tzivisi es b'chos. But if you will not ask the question, so he will not give you. If you will ask, Manoichal Bashono Ashvis, then Batsivisi is Bichos. And if you will not ask, what's it to say? The Altoimru Manoichal Kitsivisi is Bichos. Zogdor Achaim HaKodesh Reb Ela Lopia. If a person would not ask Manoichal, he would not have food for 3 years. No vas. Rashi says, Oichel kima u'mizborech b'me'eyem. We'll have a little bit, then he won't have enough. He's all nervous. What will be for 3 years? So Hashem gives thousands and thousands of thousands. He rents warehouses. He rents workers. He's busy packaging and moving for 3 years. It's Alamol de Moshe. The guy was in Gemara Yeshiva. He was learning 10 years after his wedding. His Rebbe told him how we will marry off our kids. He said, I want to learn. After two more years, his Rebbe asked him again, how we will marry off our kids. He went out to work. He started to make money. $100,000 a year. $500,000 a year. $1 million a year. Became a millionaire. Came to Shiduchim. Wanted a best bocher for his daughter. Couldn't buy. Found, shouldn't. But he had to pay the wedding, and it was a wedding in Manhattan for $2 million, and he had to pay this, and he had to pay that. Okay, it cost him $10 million, the whole story. A beautiful wedding. On the way back, 2 o'clock, after the mitzvah tents, on the way back in the limousine back home, he tells his wife, unless I went out to work, I would never manage to pay this money. And the Bnei Olam says, if you would not go out to work, your daughter will have that name that everyone wants to marry that girl. That will be the shidduch to marry. This boy will pay you to marry. And the same $10 million that you worked for 5 years to get, you'll just sit and learn and they will take your son. They take your son. It's only a question. It's different than Muna and Bitoch. It's people that don't deserve. They deserve to be nervous. Yom Belayla. Sure, it's a punishment. But when it's a Midas HaBitoch, is in Midas HaBitoch in its two levels. There's a level, Kiseim Ruma Noichal, and there's a level, of Bitoch and Mukhla. Some people don't keep Shemitah, Hashem doesn't give them food. It's people that keep Shemitah. Hashem gives them. But they're nervous. Vos v'zayin. Vos v'zayin. How I'll manage? Tzivisi es b'chus. Tzivisi es b'chus. I heard a maisa. I don't know if it's true. But I heard it, I think, from first hand. I don't believe it's true, but I heard it. It's a yid that had a chash of a koilon. He couldn't support it. He went to Rav Shteyman. Hashem told him, go to America for 2 days. He said, what? He said, go 2 days. Because he went to America for 4 days. He came back and he only had a half of the money. So he went back to Rav Shteyman. Shteyman said, for how long you went? He said, 4 days. Okay. Came, that was why he couldn't pay any wages for it. X amount of money. He went to Hashem. What to do? Hashem told him, go to America for an hour. If Hashem wants to help you, he'll help you. He said, what? He said, for an hour. Kid said, he ordered a ticket. Menachem had one appointment that he could do. Now he should be at the airport, come back. In the way, you know, at the airport, he bought 3 esregim. Maybe he'll find someone in America to give it. He landed. And he had to go to the place to meet that person. And the way, he passed the office of someone that he knew from Amo. He said, no, I'm going. He went in. The guy was there, opened the door. So he said, oh, I have an Esther. You want to buy the Esther? The guy asked him, how much you want for the Esther? He said, $100,000. I said, what? He said, Shteyman told me to come for an hour. He said, that guy had Shaykhs to Shteyman's house. He called him Shteyman. Shteyman told him, you have the money to give Achzak Hesteria? It's the right thing to do. He gave him the money. He was an hour back in the airport. What is the pshat? Now, it doesn't mean, a lot of times a person has bitochen because he hears such a story. That is not called bitochen. It's a famous story of Bissol Salat. So, Ma'ariv Diskin. Ma'ariv Diskin, the doctors told him that he's not allowed to eat Shabbos. That was not good, it was very dangerous for him, yeah? Came Shabbos, the kids were moving away the Shabbos. He forced Chamin b'Shabbos. You don't eat the Shabbos Shabbos. My man says, it's over B'dikin, maybe you're Tzduki. Chamin b'Shabbos. Kids, nothing happened. The other week, the kids put a pile of chunt on his plate. Movie for the kids, dangerous. But last week, We told you it's dangerous. You said Shabbos. Now we know you're right. You're telling us Pekuach Nefesh. He said, last week I relied on Shabbos. This week I rely on last week. It will not work. This is the Oymik. It says in Matan Torah, after the first Dibros, he said, Hashem will talk, we'll die. But we saw after the first Dibros was Tarshat Tchias Amesim, and was Machir then. So what is the difference? The answer is, the beginning they had Bitochen. So it was Tarshat Tchias Amesim. They said, now, we don't have Bitochen, because we know Hashem wakes us up after we die. We will not wake up. I'm saying, a lot of times you hear these stories of Bitochen, and I'm not saying not to take the Chizuk right away, but the Chizuk is not Bitochen by Hashem, it's Bitochen in this. The Bitochen in Hashem doesn't mean that I will have the food. It means that I know that it will be okay. I know that it will be okay. I know that it will be okay. That is Bitochen in Hashem. See, I know the story that, you know, when I bought my house, second house, and so no one wanted to give me a mortgage. Because I was living in Kailan. My wife was working a couple of hours, Tango Press, afternoon. No bank wanted to give me a mortgage. So I went to the bank. I said, I have to buy a house. No one wants to give me a mortgage. So my wife had an owner, his name was Avdombi. He said, listen, the bank said it's not enough for Orev. You had to write, it was called like a guarantee, Loive Orev. It had to be like more. He said, listen, I know your husband doesn't have money. I will sign Loive Orev. The most, I know one day he will be a Talmud Chacham. I want to have a schus. I have to trust him that he will pay. So he was masking to sign. 10 years later, I come home by night, little shishi, 2 o'clock by night. My wife gives me a pile of all the mail. I'm reading the mail. So it was the papers from the mortgage. There's a lot of little letters. And I said, oh, I will read it once. So someone has to read it. Quickly, I'm reading. I get to the last line. There's a lot of words. It says that if you have a loiva orev and he dies, the life insurance of the bank with the mashkanta pays the chofi. He died 11 months before he died. I called the bank. I didn't sleep all night. I called the bank. 7 o'clock in the morning, the owner of the bank, he lived here in Northampton. He said, come right away to the bank. He said, all your mortgage is covered. And not only that, because it's before 12 months, you get back when you pay for the last 11 months. This reason I told you to come back. It was like 11 months and 3.5 weeks. So if you fill the form today, I give you back. I called my father. I said, Abba, Givaldik, such a shame I didn't buy a bigger house. My father told me, Apikoyas. Hashem is giving you. And if he wants, he took care of you. And instead of saying, Bayra Olam, you say, luck, Chaval, I didn't take a bigger mortgage. When you're getting the present from him, you're talking like that. This is Bitoch. This is a moon. This is a mudah. And you would think that, oh, I'm giving you such a stark shmuz on a mudah, saying it with everyone here is friends. So for sure I'm holding there. I'll tell you for myself. Yesterday we had a very choshev event here. Very choshev event. I wanted a friend of mine to come to become a partner of the issue. Heshi Friedman. I called him up 2 days ago. I said, hey, should come. I want to make a party. I want you to become the partner. He came. It was a whole thing. He spoke out. I'm the partner. I will help. He could. Spoke. He was discussing with me. Maybe instead of building a building, maybe just so we could find out the price, maybe we'll just buy this building out. This was the conversation. A couple of hours before, a couple of people came over. They gave me a nice amount of money. Today in the morning, I was very upset with the people that are running the system, that it's not run like I wanted to run. I didn't make some phone calls to the right people that have to collect the money. In the conversation, someone calls me up. someone that we know. I call him to order something that he went for Shabbos. He said, by the way, my father is sitting Shiva. But he said, oh, if you mind to pass just the mechaber my father. I said, for sure. I made it once, but now for sure I'll stop. He does, you know, because if you let him back over, I want to give a nice donation to Yeshiva. He said, I'm going anyway. He said, oh, I was trying to go with anyway, but I... So if Hashem wants, the guy will call to give me. Barry Klein, remember Barry Klein? One has a chabur in the mirror. What? Yeah. He came over yesterday, gave me a check of $3,600 for the yeshiva. Yeah? But I was so angry today in the morning that some people that had to be spoken were not spoken to. One of Shem. If you believe everything is from Hashem, and you see the Ashkoch, yeah? You think that these people will do what they have to? They don't want to. You think you'll have more or less money? It doesn't mean things have to be done like they have to be done. You can't say everything, you know. As a chavis a ishtadlis, with every part of the ishtadlis has to be done. And if it's not done right, you have to fix it, that it'll be done right. But person, a lot of times, he dreams that he has bitachon and he doesn't have bitachon.
It's a question of emotional feeling.
It's a real bitachon means you believe that Hashem is running. You have to do ishtadlis.
But ishtadlis is the going where you want it, and you're angry about it.
That's what the anger. It's like when you're in a bus and there's traffic and you can't move. The biggest bitachon doesn't get angry at all. The lower bitachon gets angry at the bus driver. And the shvacher bitachon will push the chair in front of you. Why are you pushing the chair in front of me? I don't do nothing. By yelling at the bus driver, he could do something. It's his fault. Right, and not only that, if you don't do ishtadlis, it will not happen. Because if not, we'll not be living in this world. And if you make the phone calls to these people, you will have that money, and if the guy will not do it, you will not have. That is the way ishtadlis is. And you have to be on top of it, and you have to yell and scream. Everything is good, but you can't get angry. Angry is showing as an ishtadlis. What? Angry is showing there is no bitachon in Hashem. That is the key. That is the key of bitachon. That is the measure. I would say even the shir today. Yeah. So you know the bochum the mirror made up the biachum shir. Like boimer, all the guys are away. Yeah. No, but they didn't call me to cancel. But you know, I know what would happen in the mirror. Yeah. Shabbos after like boimer, maybe it's five guys around bichlal. Right. But I want to have something kavua. I think one of the most important things in Ruchnis is kvias. That is success. So what Hashem does to help me? To send guys that were never here, that never came, and I will have guys to send. So I could walk into the room and say, I made up with the guys. I said, before you want to start, it has to be 15, 20 guys committed every week to be. I have a schedule. And I could say, here, look what Hashem did to me. So I could look at it like, now it's a question of perspective. You decide if you see Bira Oilo 24 hours or not. That is the key. Now why I'm speaking about it so strong? Because it's brought down in the Sfarim that you know, the people went to the Chazanish when he was doing Shemitah and they told him, it's the Rabbonon, just be maker, just be maker. So there's two answers what the Chazanish answered. But he answered, Hashem made it. We don't understand today because business, everyone has different businesses today. In the old day, the main business was the field and the food came out. Everything was around it to get the food, to sell the food. Today, the food is import, yeah? It's to get the property. Yeah? In that day, it was yeah? Everything is food. People produced the food themselves, and that was a rich guy had 1,000 bottles of oil, olive. Yeah. Today he had 1,000 bottles of real oil. So Hashem made the same thing Shabbos. We can't do melacha. A year we had to leave our fields We don't know how people will live. Today is not a problem. You know, like the Queen of England said, if there's no bread, get cake. Today there's no more food. So you import food, it costs a bit of money. Here in Eretz Yisrael, there's no way to bring food. You have to trust Hashem. But it's made that every year, once in 7 years, stops everything and believes in Bechayim. And that is the only way that the Yiddish Yid could stay up till the top. So we don't have Shemitah so much this year, first, because Bezman Hazeh, the whole Metzius, and we're not relying on the economy of fields. But when we read Parshas Behar, it's the time to stop and speak. But on this forum, that parsha, to mechazek your emunah, to see the Borei Olam. What I'm saying, I could go out of this room upset, and I can say, look here, Hashem is not here, so why are you upset? Hashem is not here. I think that is the Ashkafa. And the Mefoshim explained that both parts that we spoke are kosher echad b'sheni. It starts with Shemitah, and it says to give tzedakah. Why? A person doesn't give tzedakah because he feels he will miss money. If Hashem wants that person to have money, Hashem could give him himself. The Gemara says, Shalom matranises Rabbi Akiva. Im Hashem elekeichem oyev esani mipnei ma'ayin ha-mefarnesom. Omar lo, kedei shenizke anachnu bo. So the Chofetz Chaim says, it says in the Pasuk. Finish with this one. Ki yomu chochicho umoto yodo imoy ve'echzakto boy. Why it doesn't say ve'echzakto oisoy? What is ve'echzakto boy? You hold on to him. It's your schutz that you're supporting him. Not ve'echzakto oisoy, ve'echzakto boy. You hold on to him. You hold on to him. If you are on to him, Be'ez Hashem, we'll have the Siyata Dishmaya, and you'll be Zeichet Akir, the Shefa from the Rebbe Hashem.